hit three people today. Then after a while, she said, how you doing? I said, well, they hurt. Do they hurt as bad as they were before? No, ma'am, they feel a little bit better. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. And then after a while, when the leather soaked up the water, the leather began to stretch to a perfect 9.5. You think Fortune 500 companies started talking about doing more with less? My mother's been doing that for a long time. It's amazing what you can do. But who would have thought, anybody looking in on this kid and these seven children, who would have thought? And I look at you, I say, you have greatness within you. You have the ability to do more than you can ever begin to imagine. No one could have convinced me that I would be doing what I'm doing right now. You know, the easiest thing I do every year is go into a sales organization and dramatically increase their sales, or go into a prison and enable prisoners to see themselves differently and teach them the methods and techniques of how to plug into the system, or motivate young people to begin to see how they can have a vision of themselves in the future and fit. That's the easiest thing I do. It's not what you leave for your children, it's what you leave in them. Not what you leave for them. No, absolutely not. What you leave in them. You have the ability to do more than you can ever begin to imagine. What you leave in them. It's not what you leave for your children, it's what you leave in them. Not what you leave for them. No, absolutely not. What you leave in them.
Somebody said, I'm hungry. Talk. I'm hungry.
About being hungry.
Talk. Somebody said, I'm hungry.
It is something I like to share some ideas and thoughts with you. I'm not asking that you believe anything that I say. I'm not asking that you agree with me. I'm merely asking that you stand on and in the conversation that we'll share with you this evening. If there's something that I say that can fit and work for you, I say use it. If not, discard it and let it be. Is that all right?
I'm hungry.
Very good. All right.
I'm hungry.
One of the things I have realized, and many of us have, that if you want something out of life,
I'm hungry.
If you want to change yourself,
I'm hungry.
If you want to acquire something,
I'm hungry.
If there's some goal that you want to reach,
I'm hungry.
That is really not easy, as some people will make us feel. That living your dream, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging.
It's hard.
Living alone is just very difficult.
It's hard.
Once we begin to come to grips with the fact that living is difficult,
it's hard.
Life is very challenging. I heard a song once by a guy named Dimples called, if it ain't one thing, it's another. If it ain't one thing, it's another. I say to you, if it ain't one thing, it's 12 others. Always something. You will never ever have a problem-free moment in life. Somebody said, and I like this, that you either in a problem or just left one or headed toward one. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Anybody found that to be so? There's always something. If it ain't one thing, it's another.
Hungry.
How many of you know people, all they do is moan and groan, right? Moan and groan. I'm not making enough money. Moan and groan. I'm unhappy with my job. 87% of people go to jobs that they hate. People, all they do is moan and groan. And in addition to that, you know, as we know that we have the dubious distinction in this country that on Monday morning, the heart attack rate increases over 35% on Monday morning between 6 o'clock and 9. People going to jobs that they hate. The heart said, didn't I tell you I didn't want to go? And attack them.